Welcome to Miller Kane, A True and Exact History, a serialized novel by Samuel Ligon, published for the first time in The Inlander and broadcast by Spokane Public Radio. Miller Kane is made possible by Sprint and The Inlander. Previously on Miller Kane, Miller is on the road near Walla Walla, Washington, with 8-year-old Carlene Callahan, who he's supposed to be looking after while her mother is in prison for shooting and injuring Carlene's father. But lately, Miller's been having trouble keeping Carlene distracted and entertained. In his latest attempt, Miller has given Carlene a notebook and encouraged her to write down her thoughts, the way her heroes, Narcissa Whitman or Laura Ingalls Wilder, might have done. Now, here's author Samuel Ligon.
Chapter 5, Part 4, Carlene's Notebook. Monday night, later in bed. Even if he wasn't a cat, he could have been. He didn't look like a cat, even though birds or people sometimes do, but he still might have been one. Meow, he said. Meow. Narcissa talks to her mother in her letters and journal. You mustn't worry, mother, she says. Miller says I can talk to my mother, too, or I can draw cats or whatever I want, and it can be a secret or doesn't have to be. You mustn't worry, mother. We're marching forward with the blessing of the Lord. Mr. Kane brought in a buffalo this afternoon. How it relishes! Miller read from the journal how this relishes and how that relishes all the food she loves. And the Lord. Miller says I should write Narcissa's story for the children he's writing for. The book he got me is filled with drawings and maps. She's different than what he said she'd be, which was mean and selfish. But you can't ever tell. Like with Laura, she was bad, but not all the time. Or maybe she was. I don't think so, but Mother does. You mustn't worry about Laura, Mother. Miller knows what happened. The worst thing you could do in a library. But not as bad as wanting an Indian baby. That's why the little house is wrong. But it still relishes. Narcissa wanted to go home but couldn't. The Lord has taken our child, she wrote. Oh, the Indians! The Indians! Mom said it was fine to talk to her in the notebook, but we must also talk on the phone every day, even if I don't want to talk, and neither does she. Not always. I haven't touched it yet, except outside the plastic. Miller said we think things that if we said them out loud, they would make us seem bad like Laura and the Indian baby. But she did say it out loud. Because she's real, he said. We can forgive her, he said. But not Narcissa, I said. Sure we can, he said. Why not? He's got an old book called Stories of Great Americans for Little Americans. You would hate it, Mother, how the Indians are always wicked and cruel. As do I. I can write any story, he said, but it must be as true as I can make it. They won't say what she did, my mother. They use the forked tongue of the white man. No, my mother says, you're not allowed to say that. I asked Miller if we could go to church, and he said, why would we? And I said, why wouldn't we? I will tell the children about its pale silkiness. It doesn't seem old, but I mustn't touch it much. Narcissa had a beautiful voice. Everyone loved her. She said, everyone who sees me compliments me as being the best able to endure the journey over the mountains. Of course, it's not right to take something that's not yours. So long as I have buffalo meat, I do not wish anything else, she wrote. But later she said she could scarcely eat it. It appears so filthy, she said. It had stopped relishing. She's not as good as Laura, even with the Indian baby. Maybe nobody is. It can be your own private words, Miller said. But now the words are here and not private. Put this book down, Miller. It's none of your business. The hair does not appear to have blood on it, but I have not smelled it because I have not taken it out of its plastic. I could give it back, and it would be like no one had ever done anything. Isn't that so, Mother? Catherine Sager said Narcissa was the prettiest woman anyone had ever seen. Catherine came on the trail with her sisters and brothers. Her mother and father died, one after the other. They were said to be very bad children, Narcissa wrote. I can tell when Waffles is going to be bad by the way he looks at me. Mom says animals can't be bad. But Mother, have you ever seen a man turn into a cat and back again, as I have? It relishes.
You've been listening to Miller Kane, A True and Exact History, a novel by Samuel Ligon, published in weekly installments by The Inlander, with archived audio at SpokanePublicRadio.org/MillerKane. Our theme music is by Indian Goat. I'm your producer, Chris Massini. Join us next week for the latest episode of Miller Kane.